أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. إنها لكبيرة إلا عن الخاشعين. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون، وسلام على المرسلين، الحمد لله رب العالمين. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. One of the most difficult things that people face when trying to establish focus in the prayer is to figure out what they're supposed to do physically. Once the physical comes into order, the spiritual will eventually follow. It doesn't happen right away, but with time it follows. So it's important that we first know how to establish the physical prayer while we're trying to establish the focus in prayer. So right now we began with the Qiyam. Now with the Qiyam itself, we did Takbir Tahrima. Takbir Tahrima is very simple. If an individual wants the Takbir Tahrima, the scholars agree that the hands must be raised. That for Takbir Tahrima, that the proper way of raising the hands is that it comes up such that according to Hadith, it reaches either the shoulders or the ears, the bottom of the ears, the earlobes, or the top of the ears. So it's actually, even within Sahih Bukhari itself, there's a difference of opinion within the hadith. Is it the shoulders, is it the ears? So Imam al-Shafi'i rahmatullah alayhi mentioned a very great way to do tatbiq between all of these, to reconcile all of this. Imam al-Shafi'i rahmatullah alayhi said that if you're going to do tatbiq between all of these and reconcile them, so the way to reconcile is that some ahadith they mention that you raise the hands to the shoulders, or to the chest or shoulders. Some mention the ears, and some mention the top of the ears, or near the top of the head. So if you look at my hand right now, if I'm doing this, if I ask what am I doing, someone would say you're touching your hand to the post. If I'm asking what am I doing, you say you're touching your hand to the post. If I'm asking what am I doing, I'm touching my hand to the post. In the first, actually, my fingers are touching the post, now the palms are touching the post, and now the heel of my hand is touching the post. But still some part is touching this wall over here. So Imam al-Shafi'i rahmatullah alayhi, he said that the way you reconcile these three is that you have the bottom of your hands reach the shoulders, the thumbs reach the area of the ears, and the top of our fingers will naturally reach the top of our ears. So this is the brilliance of Imam al-Shafi'i rahmatullah alayhi, that he's able to bring all the ahadith together. He said when we raise them up, and the palms will face the direction of the qibla, and the fingers will not be tight together, nor will they be spread wide. This is one of the parts of prayer in which the fingers are in their natural state. They will not be curled, they will not be straight together, nor will they be spread wide. They'll be brought up, and when they're brought up, Imam Shafi'i rahmatullahi's opinion was, and our hadith teachers always, they encourage us, our fiqh teachers would encourage us to bring our thumbs near our ears. Some said it's mustahab, not sunnah. Important to note, not sunnah, it's mustahab to touch the thumbs to the ears. But we can't classify it as a sunnah. But then our hadith teachers would tell us that it's a really good action if you can bring the heel of your hands, the bottom part of your hands, near the bottom of the palm, near your shoulders, your thumbs near your ears, and naturally they'll bring the top of the fingers near the top of the ears, / the head. And it's it. Now then there's the debate. You say Allahu Akbar before raising it, Allahu Akbar while raising, etc. Those are debated. It's not a big deal. Now when standing, then the next question comes, when I'm standing, how do I stand? The placement of the hands when standing is something that is not a fault. Meaning, no matter where the hands are placed, you're not violating a fault. In fact, if you look at the whole tahta surah and fawqa surah, the whole debate is above the belly button, navel, is it below, that actually comes off the interpretation of the students of the Sahaba, not from the Sahaba themselves. The Sahaba themselves, when you look at the hadith, we know the Prophet did two things. He did akhad and he did wada'. He akhad, he grabbed, or wada', he placed. So Imam Bahani, the Hanafis, what they say is we try to combine both of them. We do wada' and akhad together. Because some hadith, like Imam al-Shafi did tatbiq between the different hadith, replacing the hands. So the ahnaf, we don't want to feel left out either, so we did tatbiq as well. So what do we say to reconcile? You place wada', you place your hands on top of each other. Akhad, you grab your hands. So the way you, so everyone can see me, the way
The way you do the tatbiq of this is actually, when you, the Ahnaf, they say that, because people ask, well, where do you get this whole grabbing with two fingers and placing three fingers like this? This is not in the sunnah. Actually, it's a combination of the two hadith. We grab with part of our hand, we place with the other part. But no matter if you place or you grab, it's not a violation of the sunnah. So these are small things we should not worry about. If my neighbor in prayer is grabbing and I'm placing or I'm doing both, alhamdulillah. Even sadad. Sadad is not a violation of any rukn of the prayer. When you keep your hands to the side, if someone prays like this, they have not violated any part of the prayer that will cause the prayer to become invalid. So we should be careful. We can recommend something, but in the end, it's not a violation that will invalidate the prayer. If a person begins to turn around and is moving, yeah, that violates the prayer. But if they're just, that's okay. Then the next question comes when I'm standing, where do I look? So we look directly down. And the ulama, they recommend that when standing, we should look at the place of sajda. When in ruku, we look at the top of our feet, in that region of where our feet is. In sajda itself, we look where we're going to do sajda, or basically straight. And then some of the ulama mentioned when we sit in qa'ida or jalsa, we look at our lap. Although in hadith, we see the focus should actually be looking at the finger that does the shahad. So you can reconcile both saying that that finger is near the lap anyway. But these are the places we look. So when trying to establish focus in the prayer, we have to also remember the physical parts. So yesterday we covered the conversation between the servant and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Fatiha. Today we're covering these basics of how to stand and where to look while standing and how to place the hands. And we don't debate these things. We are very happy to see a brother doing one hadith versus the other, a sister doing one hadith over the other, and because in the end someone is still following hadith, we ask Allah Ta'ala to give us the tawfiq to make us amongst those who are able to do the physical parts with perfection, so that the spiritual focus comes with ease. Wa akhir da'wan, alhamdulillah.